lamented the overwhelming passage of two bills disbanding the special anti-crime and corruption unit known as the Scorpions. The leader of the opposition Independent Democrats Party, Patricia DeLille, called it a sad day.
The battle to dissolve the Scorpions has been won, and the war against crime certainly has been lost because the police and the Scorpions complemented each other.
The Inkatha Freedom Party called it a day that will live in infamy, and the Democratic Alliance called it a political act to protect members of the ruling African National Congress. Parliament passed bills disbanding the Scorpions by an 80% majority, thanks to the dominance of the ANC in the legislative body. Another opposition leader, Bantu Holomisa of the United Democratic Movement, said he hoped voters in elections next year would reduce the two-thirds majority that allows the ANC to pass laws at will.
Never again should this country put all their eggs in one basket, because this one-party state must be blamed squarely on the voters, and I hope that they have learned a lesson in the last 12 months.
Under the bills, the Scorpions are to be incorporated into the National Police under a special directorate. The government's safety and security minister, Natip Mtetwa, defended the bills, saying they would end rivalry between the Scorpions and the police and bring greater efficiency to law enforcement.
Through the establishment of the Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation, we have established a sharper instrument to stem the heart of organized crime.
The powerful Congress of South African Trade Unions Friday praised the parliamentary vote. The Scorpions were founded 9 years ago to strengthen the fight against corruption and organized crime. A study said it made 2,000 arrests and enjoyed a 90% conviction rate. The unit reportedly dismantled several dozen crime syndicates, and it obtained a prison sentence for fraud against the former ANC chief whip in Parliament and targeted several dozen lawmakers for making personal trips on official travel funds. Critics said the Scorpions were used selectively and to bring down political rivals of powerful officials. The Scorpions were seeking to prosecute ANC leader Jacob Zuma, who is the leading candidate to become president in elections next year. A court last month threw out corruption charges against Zuma on a technicality in a ruling that implied political interference by former President Thabo Mbeki. The ruling led the ANC leadership, which is controlled by Zuma allies since a party congress last December, to oblige Mbeki to resign some 6 months before the end of his term. The resignation has led to the defection of several prominent Mbeki allies, who, led by former Defense Minister Mosiwa Lekota, are preparing to launch a new party. Lekota has been staging rallies around South Africa. On Thursday, a rally by Lekota in an impoverished community outside Johannesburg was disrupted by Zuma supporters. Scott Bob, VOA News, Johannesburg.